Fight for your greatness. Real education makes you more you. It greatly enhances all your predispositions. No one has the right to hold you in contempt for your talents. No one has the right to tell you who you should become. All pursuits of excellence lead to knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. The longer it takes, the more precious the result. Ignore the so-called teachers that will try to control you or sway you off your path. Their only wish is to make their own lives easier, even if it means sacrificing who you are. Real education is somehow completely misunderstood, and people do end up getting lost in life. For example, some may enjoy a single subject and fall behind on all the rest. Then, to fix their grades, they are made to focus on fixing subjects that they are bad at. In the process, they interrupt themselves. They are made to interfere with their own more real education. And here, the beneficiary is the teacher and the dean. And the reward is eventual raises for keeping GPAs stable. Long after these frauds are gone, their victims suffer, never having found a comfortable place in life. Sometimes, even after the fools are gone, people continue feeling guilt for their talents. They become convinced that doodles are dumb and poems are stupid. It is hard to find happiness in doing things that we don't care about. It may be impossible, even. A life void of happiness is a life of depression and constant anxiety. Even the smallest of our predispositions will develop into unique greatness. A greatness that is hard to see at first and hard to reason about. Let me make this clear. Real education is not about getting a job. It's about becoming a great being who has much more to add. And some people are a little bit ahead of their time. For example, kids that like to fly drones may never fully get into it unless they get access to drones equipped with cameras that they can steer through a VR helmet as if they were piloting them. If they stick with it, they will enter electronics, mathematics, and software development. If they get bored or can't afford the hardware, then they will lose something of themselves. Rule of thumb here is to take a predisposition all the way, at all cost. Hobbies or silly interests are gateways into sciences and should always be honored and seen as something very special. One massive problem is the teachers and parents, who, when lacking similar predispositions, will tend to destroy talent. And they do it because they don't want their kid to stick out. They don't need the extras and the questions that come along with them. They may say that games are for children and talents are useless. They will say such things because they can't handle life, as someone took their talent away and now everything is cumbersome and more than they bargained for. Coupled with organized and standardized schooling, that divides subjects into meaninglessness and noise that can only be memorized, sprinkle in some bullies that hate kids that stick out, all that on top of already bad grades, as the student may not even be aware that everyone is just memorizing. And much is lost, and most permanently. Real education is a source of joy, strength, and contributes to love of life. The effects of real education are hard to describe. It is the difference between a pop star and a girl forced to repeat the semester because she used to like music. It is the difference between a quickly forgotten politician and a famous philosopher that continues to inspire generations. Between a writer that dabbles in forgettable romance novels and one that helps us to understand a strange world of tyranny without tyrants. One that we must reject. Real education creates beings that change lives. Their works come out of greatness, nobly fueled by wisdom and knowledge. To deny the becoming of a great being is to deny growing up. It means to deny joy, happiness, and love of life. Everyone is acting as if greatness and great wisdom is rare, all the while they are stopping each other from real education. It is real education that brings people into areas of knowledge that they are predisposed to further, granting them wisdom and eventually greatness. People who conspire against talent are guidance counselors, teachers, and parents, precisely those who are meant to encourage it. We must honor the talents and predispositions of the younger generations by building personalized educational systems that lead to knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. We must remove all barriers that stand in their way. The future of the world is in their hands.